But I didn't find the speckled perch. I think I still got some speckled perch in there. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried for them. So, that's the end of my fish story there, I'll declare.
What types of bait, other than artificial lures, do you use?
You can use these live shiners. Mm-hmm. Big minnows, get you some big minnows. Mm-hmm. And one time I was over here fishing in a lake at Val Rica with my daughter and her husband. Mm-hmm. We was fishing with worms for shell crackers. Mm-hmm. And all at once my cork went down and went under, and I sat right there and pulled out 7 big speckled perch, as big as they ever grow, about it, with them worms. That's the only time I ever been able to catch speckled perch on worms.
Are there different kinds of worms that you know?
It's what they call a regular old earthworm, or you can get those wigglers.
Mm-hmm. Are the wigglers bigger or something?
They're a little bit bigger. And whenever you hook him and get him down there and he goes in that water, he's just working all the time. Then the fish around there, well, you're going to just about get one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when we go to fishing for speckled perch, we fish with minnows, those Missouri minnows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever do much hunting? You said you liked
birds? Oh, yes. I used to hunt in the Everglades every year. Mm-hmm. All of the boys that hunted up there, they traded with me. I sold guns and shells and all of that kind of rifles and cartridges and all that kind of stuff. And them boys that all go down there, I had a first cousin, him and the Crumb, one of the Crumb boys, had 7 sections leased in the Everglades. Mm-hmm. And they put cattle in there. Mm-hmm. They tried it, just beef cattle, steers. They didn't put no cows, no bulls, just steers. But it didn't work out very good. And they'd come in there and buy all of it. They had a nice cottage built down there. Mm-hmm. Where they could sleep 14 men, I believe, in.
Wow.
And they had a big gas stove in there and a big gas refrigerator. And we had one of the best old cooks, old Wilson Jones. He went to Africa with Teddy Roosevelt on that African hunt.
Really?
That old nigga went with him. There wasn't no two ways about it, because he told you stuff that it was in the book.
Uh-huh.
It was in the story, that book that Roosevelt wrote about it, you know.
Wow.
But old Wilson, he was a good cook. Now, that old nigga could fix a meal there that you just... Well, when we come in that night from a hard day's hunt, why, it's just like feeding a big bunch of hungry dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that old nigga would have venison fried up there. We kill venison down there. First time they come in there after me, they'd ask me time and time and again to go, and I always said, "Boy, I can't get off, I can't go."
Mm-hmm.
So this time they come in there and they're fixing up, they're getting ready to go. Says, "Now, do you want to ride in the truck, the car with us, or do you want to ride in the dog pen? We're going to carry you with us this time, make your arrangements." Well, all right, I called Mr. Bob. He said, "Go ahead, Futch, go ahead." He said, "If they can't do without you 4, 5, 6 days down there, why, we better make some arrangements about some more help, hadn't they?" I said, "Sure had." I went down there. Ralph Boys, a cousin of mine, he had 3 old boys stood from 6'2" to 6'4", and they were men from the ground up. They wasn't pot guts.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best hunters and woodsmen I've ever seen.